And now, coming to you, Faith Walk Radio, with your host, Susan F. Rosario. So hold on to your seat, open your mind's eye, and get ready to hear powerful and encouraging scriptures to help you build your faith walk with the Lord. Now, without further ado, listen in to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the show today. For the first time listeners, welcome to the Faith Walk Show. And for those who are listening in again for the second, third, fourth, or fifth time, welcome back to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I am here every week, same time, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. I hope you will tune back in every Sunday. Tell your family, friends, and associates, all that you connect with on a weekly basis, to join you and listen in to the Faith Walk Show and learn how to grow your faith. Again, that is every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Also here on the Faith Walk Show, my core message is to teach on the subject of faith, not only for stronger faith in God, but very important, but how to develop faith in many areas of your life so that you can enjoy your life experiences. Because having faith is one thing, but learning how to build your faith to use consistently every day in every situation is another thing. So again, my core message here is to share scriptures and teach on topics such as love, hope, peace, forgiveness, finding joy in your life when there is nothing to be happy about. That sounds pretty ridiculous, right? It's not, because the scripture says the joy of the Lord is your strength. So yes, tune in every Sunday and listen to topics on love, hope, peace, forgiveness, finding joy in your life when everything is in an uproar. Tell your family, friends, and associates to be sure to tune in to the Faith Walk Show. That is Sundays at 10:30 a.m. to learn how to work your faith so that your faith can work for you, so that your faith can kick in when all else around you is falling apart. And I don't like to sound doom and gloom all the time, but as a Christ believer, there is always something testing you or some trial in your life, right? And what better way to soar right through it other than your faith walk with the Lord? Make sense? So moving on, as I kick off the show today, I would like to first share with you all how grateful I am. I have a little bit of a testimony here, reflecting back over my life this week, feeling so blessed, and want to take a minute to tell you, I am not wanting anything from the Lord today. I am not looking for a prayer to be answered, not asking for God for anything this morning. Just thankful for His word, His peace, His joy, and His undying love for me. Because without it, I know where I would be today, used and confused. Also, without a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7 talks about what thoughts will be controlling my life right now. Also, without love, 1 Corinthians 13 talks about, how would I know how to treat others? Well, I am thankful and grateful to the Lord today just for loving me enough to save me and give me a second chance to get it right. So as I kick off the show today, I just wanted to share with you all, hopefully it will touch somebody's heart today. I know God is with me, although I can't physically see Him. I do see Him in love. I see Him in honor and respect. I see Him in the air I breathe. I see Him for waking me up this morning. I know Him through my personal life experiences that validate for me that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the God that has given me life. So yes, God is doing some amazing things in my life and in the lives of people all over the world. Doesn't always have to be, folks, about money, what schools you attend, who you know, where you've traveled, what car you drive, how many homes you have. In my opinion, it's about what you're doing with what you have. Are you using what you've accomplished, no matter what it is, to help others in their weakest moments? Or if you can't, here's a question for you. Have you forgiven those who hurt you or continue to hurt you so that you can free yourself to love? Well, that is the question of the day, folks. Have you forgiven those who hurt you or continue to hurt you? And I ask this question because without forgiving someone else, you will not be forgiven. That's scripture. Because if you can't forgive to love in spite of what has happened, then God is not listening to you. Wow, right? Sounds like a really bad dream or more like a nightmare, right? My God, she's telling me God is not listening. Yes, I am. If you don't love, then God is not listening to you talk to Him. He may not be interested in answering your prayers. And I know some folks out there might be thinking, well, Susan, hold on. Put on the brakes here. There's a stop sign here. You are incorrect. You say God does not hear our prayers? No, what I'm saying is that He hears you. God does hear everything you say, but it doesn't mean He's listening. And there's a difference. Because listening means paying attention, taking notes, attentive. But hearing you only guarantees that He is in earshot, range, or reach. So He's around. He's in earshot. He's in range. He's there. He's with you. But is He listening? Again, the difference is listening means paying attention, taking notes, and attentive. And hearing only guarantees that He is in earshot, range, reach. He's around. He's around there. He's there with you. But is He listening? So if you ask me today, I would rather know that He is paying attention, taking notes, and attentive, preparing to reward me according to my ways and according to the fruit of my doing. Make sense? So yes, folks, I would rather know that God is paying attention, taking notes, and attentive, rather than simply in earshot, range, or reach, means He can hear you, but He may not be attentive to your wish or request. You get my point this morning? So moving on to the main focus of the show today, in case you are just tuning into the show, you are listening to the Faith Walk Show. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and this show airs every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I hope you will listen in next week to learn how to develop your faith for the first time or grow stronger faith in your walk with the Lord. Also, remember, really important, I don't always like to talk about faith as a process to getting something from God or getting materialistic things or thinking God will just give you everything you ask for. Because God is much, much, much more than that. Again, for the first time listeners on the Faith Walk Show, today I have some great scriptures to share, encouraging message points to discuss. Before I move on, the title of the message today is The Act of Love. Scripture of the day, 1 Corinthians 13:1-13. Again, the title of the message today is The Act of Love. And I choose this title because there is an action associated when you love. As I often share on the air, faith is an action, not an emotion. The same in love. It's the act of love that brings people together. As the Bible tells us, without love, it is impossible to please Him. But I'll take it a little further. Without love, we are absolutely blind to God. Yes, in terms of the example I just gave you, whether God is listening or only hearing you. So again, the title of the message today is The Act of Love. Scripture of the day says it all in 1 Corinthians 13. I want to take a few minutes and go over these scriptures really quick. Verses 1 through 13 says it beginning at verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind, does not envy, does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Verse 8, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. Verse 9, for we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that which is made perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Verse 12, for now we see in a mirror dimly, then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I have also known. And the big one for me, folks, is verse 13. And now abide faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Wow. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So in my opinion and study of these scriptures, folks, in particular verse 13, you can develop the strongest faith, know everything there is to know by knowing all mysteries, speak in other tongues, which means languages, or some would say spiritual tongues, your spiritual language, you are absolutely nothing. I know that sounds really harsh, but let me read it again really quick before the break here. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbals. So you see, folks, without love, we are talking a bunch of noise. I know that sounds a little ridiculous, but it says here, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Wow, right? But have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbals. Again, verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbals. Verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. That's what it says. We are nothing, folks, without love. So no matter what others have done, we are still commanded to love each other, pray for each other, minister to each other. Again, verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and although I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And I don't know about you folks, but I don't want to be just a nothing to God. That is a not so good place to be. Wouldn't you agree? So moving on to verse 3 really quick. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Here again, without love, God is not listening to you cry and ask for all your hopes and dreams to hurry up and come, God. I'm praying and I've been praying, Lord, and you said if I pray, you'll give me the desires of my heart. But wait, folks. I've said this from time to time. The scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and these things shall be added to you. So, you have to seek God's righteousness. And how do we be righteous? Beginning with love. Make sense? So moving on to verse 4, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. I got to stop right here at verse 6. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. What truth? The truth of God. Also, verse 7, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So folks, are you bearing all things? And moving on, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Again, bears all things, endures all things. Get over it. I don't care who said what, why. Continue to forgive and love so that God can continue to bless you as you wait for your hopes and dreams to come. Moving on, verse 8, love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, is what verse 9 says. Verse 10, but when that which is made perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. Verse 11, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Verse 12, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am also known. And in verse 13, that tops everything here. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. You see, you can have the greatest faith. You can know all the mysteries. You can be a Bible scholar. You can be a Christ follower for 35 years. You can attend your weekly Bible studies, as I always say. You can help feed the homeless. But without love, it profits you nothing. And as the scripture says again, in verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. I will let these thoughts and scriptures minister to your heart as I take a quick sponsor break from GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Here's a little bit information on the web design and marketing firm, and I will be right back again. Remember, without love, we are nothing in terms of all things God. Hold tight. I will be right back. Here's a word from our sponsor, GFDM Web Design and Marketing.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today on the Act of Love. Just want to take a few minutes to give you a little background. The Faith Walk Radio Show is all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen. And my core message focuses on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost, teaching and sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness, also helping you overcome depression, fear, and anxiety using faith in God as your foundation. I look forward to sharing with you every week. I also look forward to hearing from you. Yes, I want to hear all about your Faith Walk inspirational story. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life. And I would love to share your story right here on this very show. At the end of every month, I will select one Faith Walk inspirational story to read to encourage others to know where there's a will, God will make a way. So to submit your Faith Walk inspirational story, email me directly, susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's susan@faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. Remember, God is still listening and taking action. So continue listening in to the show today on the Act of Love.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break talking about love today. I was sharing scriptures before the break that supports my thoughts on love being the single most important act as a Christ believer. In case you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Faith Walk Show. This show airs every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. The title of the message today is The Act of Love. Scriptures I taught on today, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. You may want to go back and study these scriptures in your quiet time in order to grasp that love is the single most important thing we must do as a Christ believer. Remember I said earlier, if you can't find a way to love in all aspects of your life, then God is not listening to you talk to Him, and He may not be interested in answering your prayers either. Folks, this brings me to my final thought of the day, and my final thought of the day is this. For we know that God can move our mountains of stress, our mountains of hurt, our mountains of fear, our mountains of sorrow, and our mountains of doubt. But are we willing to do something for Him? You see, it's one thing to like others, but to love, you are fulfilling the single most important commandment of God. Mark 12, 30 and 31 tells us, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." So considering all things in respect to love, it is the final resolve. It is the God way of life. It is the reason why it is important to show love, not just say I love you, but to do things that say you love. You see, love is without a cause, because the very essence of God is love. If you take away one thing from this message today, take this. Love is not just a word, but a doing. Showing love is an action, not a word to say to feel good, but to be good. Here is a song I hope will help you forgive and love in spite of it all. Title of the song is called Faith Walk. Enjoy, and I will be right back.
Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
We all need a faith walk, yes, 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 a path that will lead us to heaven's doors. Folks, I have some wonderful news today. Our first faith walk story of the month comes from Letty from Riverside, California. Letty from Riverside, California wrote, "I went through the biggest storm of my life over the last few years. Recently divorced, left with a 4-year-old son to care for alone, a single parent, I had no job, no car, no future, and the Faith Walk Show helped me through my depression. Susan F. Rosario's message encouraged me so much, she let me know that I wasn't alone. Because of the Faith Walk Radio Show, I held on to all I had, my faith. I stood on my faith and I weathered all the storms. I thank God for my new career in advertising today. I am finishing my education and on my way to receiving my master's. I pray my faith walk story will help others to keep going no matter how bad it gets. I made it through the storm, and so can you. Once again, I thank the Faith Walk Radio Show for encouraging me to keep the faith.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, wow, what a beautiful, heartfelt, inspirational Faith Walk story. From one of my listeners, Letty, out of Riverside, California. Letty, thank you for sharing. I know someone will be blessed by your story. Folks, this will conclude today's show. I have run out of time. Be sure to send in your Faith Walk inspirational story. Email me directly, Susan@FaithWalkRadio.com, Susan@FaithWalkRadio.com. Also, one last thing. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
No one can show me the way but you. You're all I need. You are the only one I trust, the one I run to. You are. I need a faith walk to lead me straight to you. Build me a faith walk.
We sure hope you enjoyed the message today with Susan F. Rosario, host of Faith Walk Radio. Be sure to email Susan and tell her about your personal faith walk with the Lord. Email Susan at faithwalkradio.com. That's Susan at faithwalkradio.com, so that your faith walk success story can help others move their mountains. We sure hope you'll join us again next week for more Faith Walk Radio.